Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. In my Bible, it is on the page 1411. It is 14011. So, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For ye are saved by grace, through faith, and this is not of yourself. It is God's gift, not on the principle of works, that no one might boast. Second scripture, it is in Romans chapter 3. It is very well known scripture. And it is verse 24. It is a very wonderful, nice scripture. On the page 1351. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. And I'll read another one. It is in John chapter 1, I think it is verse 16, John chapter 1, it is in verse 16, yes. He says here, for of His fullness we all have received, and grace upon grace. For of His fullness we all receive grace upon grace. I was thinking to speak a little bit about grace this evening. And why I said a little bit, it is because we can't comprehend and we don't have enough time to speak about the grace. And what means grace for many of us? Obviously, we can understand in many ways. Grace, it is something that we receive, but we don't deserve. And I wrote down here because I tend to forget. Grace, it is unmerited, undeserved, and unearned kingdom of and favor of God. How wonderful it is. It is undeserved, unmerited, and we are not earning this. It is not by works. We are not able to earn this. And why we say that? It is because another scripture, if we open our Bible in Isaiah chapter 64, in Isaiah chapter 64, I'm just reading this one just to mention, I'm not preaching from here tonight, but just to show that we cannot earn our righteousness. It says in verse 6, And we are all become as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. So we cannot earn our salvation. We cannot earn the grace that God gave to us. Grace, it is undeserved. If you think that you deserve something, then I will ask you, show me what you deserve. Once you have your life filthy like a, dirty like a filthy rags, we don't deserve anything. And here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, for ye are saved by grace through faith, and this is not of yourself. It is God's gift that no one shall boast. No one might boast. It is only God's gift. It is something that we receive, but we don't deserve. I remember, and we know that hymn, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. When we think about grace, we might compare with mercy. Yes, mercy is something that we didn't receive, but we deserve. We deserve punishment. We deserve to go to hell. We deserve to be hung on the cross. We deserve death, but we didn't get that. That's mercy. And when I spoke with somebody, he said, I can't really understand this. And I said, okay, let me explain you something with another word. You have your own house, you have your own garden, and you have some fruits over there, pears, apples, and a thief comes and try to steal from your trees. And you catch him stealing, and he put already something in his bag. And you know he trespasses over there, you know he is a thief, and you go and tell him, leave the bag and go away. I need to call the police. That is what the thief deserves, isn't it? But because you have mercy on him, you see that he's struggling in his life, you see that he needs that fruit, you take the bag and say, hey, come back. Don't do this anymore. But take these fruits. And to show him mercy, much more mercy, you are taking more apples and fruits from your garden and fill the bag and give to him and let him free and forgive him. That's mercy. We deserve punishment, but God didn't give us that punishment. It was Lord Jesus Christ who came and took that punishment. But instead of punishment, so I'm thinking so many times of this, he didn't just make me free from the punishment, but he gave me something that I don't deserve. He said, okay, Daniel, normally you deserve to go in hell. You deserve eternity to be punished. I'm not giving you that. You can live the way you want. No. He said, I'm going to open a door to heaven for you. You can't pay your tickets, as Brother Bernard said many times, one-way ticket. You can't pay the ticket to go in heaven. I'm going to do that. That's undeserved. I didn't deserve. You didn't deserve. None of us deserve that. But grace, it comes from Greek, which you can read in Greek language, grace, it says charisma. But you write with C, but you pronounce it ha, charisma. That's from grace. That means grace. And this word charisma in Greek language, it was before the Bible was translated in Greek language. They use over there, and they use like, I have a very good colleague, and a Greek colleague working with me, and he explained me lots of things from Greek language. And he said, Daniel, grace, it comes from charisma. Charisma, it means that I am on a high position, I'm in a power, I have lots of wealth, and I see someone in a lower position. So he's not in a high position, he's in a lower position, and he is also very poor. And I want to help that little guy over there. But to help him, that means, if we translate in our language now, it is like patriot, yes? It is the one who has power, who has wealth, and he want to help someone else. And the guy that he want to help, it is the client. I want to help a client. Obviously, when we preach the gospel, we don't speak like patriot, client. But it comes in a role, another one. And that's the the broker. It is the person who deal with the patriot and the client. And normally, I look in the vocabulary, the broker is the one that buys something and sell with another price to someone else. That was Lord Jesus Christ. He had to pay to the Father what we had to pay. And he gave us freely. That's the exchange that Lord Jesus Christ came and did for us. That's charisma. That from there comes that this word grace, translated in English from Greek language. Now we can understand a little bit more. Because many people said, why Jesus had to die for us? Because God wanted to give us eternal life. But it was, they were, must be a deal and had to be a transaction. Somebody had to pay. We weren't able to pay because in Psalm 49 it says that we couldn't pay for our sins. So dirty we were, so sinful we were, and it had to be somebody else. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I want to be that broker. I want to buy the salvation from you. And I want to give to Daniel and to everyone for free. This is what it says here. For ye are saved by grace. This means unmerited gift. That's grace. Unmerited gift. Through faith. You just need to believe. And then he says, I wrote here, undeserved. I'll come with another example. I heard this story from quite long ago. It was a young boy, living in a very poor family. And he was a Christian, very faithful Christian, and he wanted to go to the college, Bible college. But because they were so poor, they couldn't afford to pay for his study, for his university. And many times told to his mother, you know, my mom, I don't think I'm going to do this study because we can't afford to pay. And his mother said all the time, God will provide, son. You just need to believe. God will provide. Like Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh. God is the one who provides. Finally, he grew up with the same idea. He was eager to go to that university. And they had to go to the university, to the office, and to register themselves over there. But once you went to the office, you had to have your money to pay, either in installments or in full. He had no money in the pocket. He had no money in the bank. But because he wanted to believe what his mother said, he queued up. And as he approached the office, there were 7 students before him left over there. And as they moved forward, his heart was starting to beat much harder. He said when there were only 3 students in front of him on the queue, he thought, I'm fooling myself here. How can I face that lady in the office saying, you know, I came to register to get this study, but I have no money. I will fool myself. He was nearly to run away. Just put yourself in that position. And finally he resists to the temptation to run away. And he said, I have to believe what my mother said, that God will provide. When the last student before him was signing the paper that he is registering with that university, a gentleman came close to him and took his right hand and fold his hand and put a bunch of money in his hand. He didn't know how to react. He was so surprised because he was so concentrating what he is going to say to tell to that lady. He didn't know how to react. He just grabbed the money, looked at him, and then the lady said, next. He went there to the office, to the window, and said, how much are you going to pay? I'm going to pay cash. Well, if you want to pay cash, it is such and such of money. Just sign here. And he just handled the money, all the money that he had in his hand. He had no time to count even. And when the lady count, they were all the money that he had to pay. She took the stamp, she put over there, paid in full. When he saw the stamp on his paperwork, that he is registered with the university, paid in full, he remembered many times. Yeah, I forgot to say, that gentleman said, God will provide in time, son. And he went away. Off he went. Sorry, that's the way Lord Jesus Christ is doing. He paid in full for you and for me. He paid in full. And here, in Romans So this is undeserved. He didn't deserve. He didn't know that person. You didn't know Lord Jesus Christ before He paid for you. He paid 2,000 years ago. A little bit more than 2,000 years, isn't it? He went on the Calvary cross. And He paid in full. Not just to give you grace, a mercy. Not just to don't give you what you deserve. But He gave you what you don't deserve. He gave you heaven to be with Lord Jesus Christ and do it. In Romans chapter 3 verse 24 it says, being justified freely. My dear friend, when I'm reading these scriptures, I don't know, it is like beyond my understanding. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Jesus Christ. You are justified. I am justified. We are justified. Everyone it is justified. Through, freely. We don't need to pay anything. You don't need to pay a penny. We don't need to pay anything. We are freely justified. I don't know if we can understand how much it means this for us. But we will, in one day, we will realize how much this means for us. When we will be in heaven, and when we'll walk on that golden streets that God prepared for us, then we will understand how much it cost Lord Jesus Christ to pay for your sins on Calvary cross, when He said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. He was praying for you. It wasn't Him to sin. He didn't sin. It says that in Him it wasn't found any sin. But He paid for me. He paid for you. And He paid in full. That's amazing. We don't need to do anything. Grace, it means that I'm in the boat and He takes me with the salvation boat from A to B. And I just need to rest. I just need to trust that He will take me there. Yes, that's faith. That's being justified freely by His grace. I wanted to, as I read in John, it is amazing. When we speak about grace, my dear friend, my heart is crying. What means grace? What means grace? This means that I don't deserve anything. But He's just coming to me and say, hey, come unto me. Come unto me. Yeah, but I don't deserve. Don't think about that. I paid in full. I know many other stories. People who didn't believe of that grace they had, the chance that they had in their life. The chance that they had in their life. But we don't stop there. And it says here in John chapter 1 verse 16, for of His fullness we all have received, and grace upon grace. When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking that I received what I didn't deserve. But He doesn't stop there. He gave me another grace. He is giving me another grace. He gave me another gift. Just think about it is your birthday and you receive a very nice gift because you deserve, yes? Each and everyone deserves a very nice, wonderful gift. It is unexpected gift, but we are sure in that package it is something nice, something that will fit me, so, or my desire, because everyone knows, you know, close to us what we want. And when you open the package, what will you think if you give a gift to someone as a present for his birthday, and he will ask you, how much did it cost? Wouldn't it be that silly? I know some people, my wife one time, she said, Daniel, how much it cost? I said, it is a gift. You don't need to know how much it costs. Because it is a gift. It is a grace. I don't deserve this. But I'm receiving. You don't ask how much it costs. But you realize how much it costs. When you see the precious things. And I was thinking many times, maybe this week, we are doing some Bible study. And we are reading in Hebrew. And I was thinking about how many people died and they had never had the chance. They didn't want to come to Lord Jesus Christ. And once they died, they will never, ever be able to come back. Are you ready to receive His grace? He's giving us grace upon grace. Something that I didn't deserve. That's eternal life. But He doesn't stop, as I said over there. He is with you all the time. He said, I'm with you till the end of these days. I'm with you. I'm helping you. I'm sending the Holy Spirit to help you. He is with us each and every second. I will guide you. I will protect you. That's another grace. We don't deserve to have protection around us. We don't deserve to have mercy, but Lord Jesus Christ, He promised. And that's just because He loved you so much. Would you like to consider this and to come to ask Him? If you haven't done so, if you didn't ask for forgiveness, He's ready, willing, waiting to save. Pray God bless us. May God help us to consider this. For His name's sake, amen.
Amen.